Well, of course, we can't play the whole song for the entire 6 minutes and 43 seconds, but we can give you 2 minutes of the joy. Welcome, everybody. I'm Johnny Florida, and I'm just the tech guru and intro because I'm running the tech and YouTube for this part. But this is a special show. I think you've had a couple of these before. So I'll turn it away and give the big intro to the man of this show. I don't know what he's calling it. I don't know the topic entirely of the show. I got some things he wants to say. But I turn it over to Mike, whatever his name is today.
It's been the same name I've had for a while now. Mike Andolini, my actual name. Or I should say my new stage name. I've, as I said before, and I tried to explain on the show, the super party, I should say, before, the word came down from on high, from Vince, that my name has been changed as well. I didn't know he had that kind of power, but apparently he does. So there you go, folks. That's what happens. Anyways, it is I, Michael Andolini, your favorite podcaster's favorite podcaster. The deep dish sensation of Chicago, as Johnny likes to say. So, there's many other nicknames that you know. I'm sure that'll probably, I don't know, you know me by. But we'll just stick with those two for right now. I'm not David Starr here, so. But there you go. This is just a there really is no set format to this show. It's a rant show that I just like to bitch and moan about stuff. Basically, I get to yell about things or complain about things that I can't do on the Super Party for reasons beyond my control, or because that's not the proper format for it, or because we just go off topic onto something else. So. And this is one I've been wanting to do for a while, and it's very late. I am very late on this topic. I know. It's okay. We're fine. We're going to get through this. Don't you worry. So we are going to get through this together. Now, if you want to listen, great. If you don't want to listen, okay. That's fine. But what I want to talk about today, what I want to complain about today is Matt Riddle. Specifically, Matt Riddle's comments about Goldberg on the Super Saudi Showdown 3 show that they had, or as Solomonster has called it, Sweet Saudi 3, the search for more money. But, before we get into that, actually, we'll save that for the second part. What I really want to do, we'll do Matt Riddle first, and then we'll go to fucking Mark Henry. This is Matt Riddle on June 8th of 2019 at 7:58 a.m. where he's sucking his own dick essentially and kissing ass to a higher house. But here's what he said. I love pro wrestling so much, and that's why I get mad at certain people because they're unsafe, dangerous, and a liability to everyone else. I've worked hard to get where I am, and this is only the beginning. P.S. At Undertaker is a stallion and is a true legend. If that is not the most obvious kiss-ass fucking suck-up tweet I've ever seen from a professional wrestler employed by the WWE or looking to get a job in the WWE, I don't know what is. I do apologize. I had to take a sip of water there. I don't know where to begin here. You get mad at certain people because they're unsafe, dangerous, and a liability to everyone else. You've worked hard to get where you are. It's only the beginning. This guy fucking sucks. I don't care what anybody says. He's so fucking talented. What does he do? What does he do that separates himself? But he fucking wrestles in fucking tight-ass shorts and no shoes. Okay? He's an ex-MMA fighter. Okay? Okay? Has he sold tickets? Does he move a lot of merchandise? Has NXT grown in size and in popularity because of him? Has the company as a whole, the WWE, gained more attention and gotten more popular as a result of him being employed there? Or is he just another fucking indie shitter motherfucker who ain't gonna draw a goddamn dime, ain't gonna fucking make this company any hotter than it was before? before they signed his ass, and probably won't make much of it, and probably won't do anything to help the business out. He has buzz from the internet and the MMA world because he came from there, and because a bunch of people think that he's so fucking awesome and cool because he's his bro, and he's a toned-down version of what RVD was in the fucking 90s. This motherfucker looks like if you threw Kerry Von Erich in the dryer and he came out smaller and a little gayer looking. I'm sorry. It's just, that's what it is. And then just suck up to Undertaker. Like, really, is that, yeah, because that's what you want to do. You want to just suck up to people. Because that gets you in tight. That's what this company needs. That's what this business needs, really. It's what the world needs more of. More fucking kiss asses and suck ups to higher ups. Now, let me go back and try to fill in the pieces here for those of you guys. He was talking about Goldberg. You know, he was trolling Goldberg all day on that sort of shit about the fucking, what do you call it? Because he bought, because Goldberg bought the jackhammer on a fucking, the Saudi show, which was fucked up. That also, and then, but also it doesn't really fail, but he just, Goldberg and Undertaker both botched moves in that match. That match was shit. There was a, they were wrestling in fucking a shit ton of heat, like really hot temperatures, and they're both really old men who should not have been anywhere near a wrestling ring at all. I'm sorry. I like Taker. Big Goldberg fan. Big Taker fan. But why did that match even need to happen? I don't fucking know. Just, it was sad watching those two do what they do. But this is some of the responses that he got for that tweet. Omar on Twitter says, I've worked hard, quoting him, I've worked hard to get where I am. Now, excuse me as I get back to some online bullying of a 52-year-old man. Because he mocked Gore for not being able to put on a proper knee bar. Let's crap on him for that. And like, oh, you botched. Oh, you did this. Let's just keep, but all the while, kissing the ass of Undertaker because, you know, if I kiss his ass, then he'll think I'm awesome. And I'll get called to the main, and that'll get me entitled to Triple H because I want to go to the main roster. I hope he does. I hope he fucking flops. You fucking cunt, ignorant piece of shit. Fuck Matt Riddle. But even more of the people, the responses that he got here. From our old friend, you know him, you love him, NWO Wolfpack TV, saying, quote, you're a disrespectful, smart, pandering piece of shit. I guarantee next time Reckless Rollins injures, retires someone, you won't say shit, pussy. As far as the knee bar, I'm not a believer that pro wrestling has to be crisp and perfect all the time, because that's not believable. Fuck you. End quote. And he posted a picture of Rollins fucking up John Cena's nose and busting it, like, really, like, it's tapped to the other side and swole up. And then he's got another picture of Rollins ending mid-buckle bomb, ending Sting's career. But yet, you'll notice that old Matt Riddle here, who is not a big fan of at all of just people who are unsafe in the wrestling ring, who are a liability to themselves or others, yet he never seemed to fucking shit on Rollins for ending the career of Sting or putting Cena's nose on the other side of his fucking face and busting it or injuring him all his own self doing stupid ass shit. But, you know, it's okay to crap on Goldberg because, hey, the smarts don't like Goldberg. And, yeah, you really showed him. You're so right, Matt. You were just the best. It was the greatest. Mm-hmm. All these fucking people kissing your fucking ass, fucking cocksucker. He's a fucking piece of shit. I'm gonna, just fuck Matt Riddle. Fuck him. Anybody who likes him is a dumb piece of shit. I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. Fucking stupid. I don't give a fuck. These people are just fucking stupid. I'm sorry. I don't know what it is about Matt Riddle that you motherfuckers like so goddamn much. But it's just, it's not, no, it's fucking stupid as shit. It just, and these are some of the responses to the, you know, Wolfpack tweet, and that people are asking, like, you don't think he's 100% right? Were you watching the same match I was? Because both of them forgot the golden rule then in that clusterfuck of a match. Protect your opponent at all times. Goldberg is mediocre at best, and Taker can't move. Pro wrestling etiquette is important, Wolfpack TD responds. He's not working an angle. He's burying his own company's main event and disrespecting a vet who got knocked out during the match in 100-degree heat. Riddle is a dumb mark who would have got haze of the locker room back in the day. Now, John, I want to bring you on for a second. I know you're in the background somewhere. If you're here, let me know.
Yeah, I'm here. For the record, everybody, other than the intro, I'm basically staying out. This is Mike's solo show. Every so often he's going to call me in kind of just to bounce off of Sutton. And he only needs me to bounce off Sutton because, well, I've got weight, so it's easy to bounce shit off me.
Yes, exactly. Because Johnny's, whatever.
Yeah, fuck you.
I'm not going to say anything.
Nah, I make the jokes. I just did a weigh-in, actually, with my job. Side note, I'm down 5 pounds at least. So, yeah, progress
is progress. You know what you should do? You should try some DDP yoga.
I want to try some MED liposuction. Yeah, that's healthy.
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, exactly.
So, Johnny, you were in the Army, right?
According to government records, yes.
Okay. So when you were just starting out in the Army, if you were to maybe do the equivalent of what Matt Riddle is doing here, would that be frowned? Would that be praised by your superiors, or would you have been looked upon like an asshole?
In what way specifically? I mean, because showing praise for Taker, I mean.
Let's say a superior officer makes a mistake really bad or fucks up somehow, and it's kind of noticeable, everybody sees it or everybody hears about it.
Right.
Would it have been proper etiquette for you to take some digs at this superior officer for making this mistake?
No.
I'm being general here because I don't really know.
You would – excuse me. Sorry. If I were to take digs – okay, everybody in a unit will talk privately and everything, and there's that, and there's comments. I had some captains that I can remember. I had one captain who was fucking horrible, and he literally, and eventually after I got reassigned from my unit in Germany into another one, over in Alaska, I found out that the guy got fired because he was so horrible. but you can't be outspoken. You can't be like that. Like, in the military, discipline is key, and there must be discipline with confidence and command. I'm not going to drag it on, but did you ever watch the series Band of Brothers?
I did not,
okay.
Unfortunately. I heard it was good, though.
Oh, it was great. Well, there was a lieutenant in there, which was about real life. oh, my God, what was his name? Foxhole Norman Dyke, that was his name. The guy was said to be a coward and was incompetent as far as being a commander. And, you know, they're showing, like, in a couple episodes how they don't have confidence in him as a commander and everything's going bad. And the thing is, they got to knock it off. You know, the first sergeant's going around telling some of the sergeants not to make the jokes about Lieutenant Dyke because it's not good for the command, for the troops. They need to have confidence in their leadership, you know. These are the people who lead you into the valley of the shadow of death, as the saying goes, you know, from the Bible, but we use it in real terms for the military. And so you can't do that.
Okay.
For the record, you can't do it even if you're right.
Fair point. Okay. So, Matt Riddle, what you're saying is it would not be good for you at all to do. You'd probably be disciplined severely for it, right? Or somebody would probably, at the very least.
Disrespect towards a commanding officer. If there's not a specific charge, you'd be charged at minimum under Article 134.
Which is?
It's a general charge for the military. The Uniform Code of Military Justice is like our law book, like for the federal laws and state laws. Mm-hmm. This is for the military. Article 134 is a catch-all. Basically, if there's not an article, instead of charge 117, blah, 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 the Florida Constitution, where you'd be charged for a crime in the military, there are articles. And if there's not a specific article for the crime that you are committing, in the military, then they could still try to charge you under Article 134, which is like the everything else charge. If there's no specific charge, we're going to do it here. If the commander says you can't do that, Article 134, plus the charge for disobeying a direct order.
So basically, it's not looked upon highly. This is the same thing here with Matt Riddle. This is not something you should... Matt Riddle, compared to Goldberg and Undertaker, is a fucking greenhorn, is a fucking nobody in this business. Doesn't matter how many years he's been working on the indie scene, he ain't done shit compared to these guys, and these guys basically paved the way for his ass to get that fat WWE developmental contract and be able to fucking live in Florida and basically work a glorified indie, and basically work the, a glorified, indie fed under the WWE banner. Matt Riddle doesn't like unsafe people. Yet I'm sure he had would have no I'm sure he had no problem wrestling guys like Samoa Joe, who ended Tyson Kidd's wrestling career. I'm sure he would have no problem working with AJ Styles, who broke the necks of Yoshitatsu and Lionheart with Styles clashes that he used. Now to be fair, they didn't know how to take it, but on the other side of that, then AJ Styles should have said, "All right, we'll do something different. We'll do a different finish. You don't know how to take it. If you're not comfortable taking it, we won't do it then." But, you know, just don't, you know. But the whole thing with the Styles Clash is you're not supposed to tuck your chin. In wrestling, you tuck your chin on pretty much all the moves that you take. So as to protect yourself. In this specific case, it is a flat face bump, basically, essentially. But instinct kicks in, and people just tuck their heads. Not supposed to tuck your head, not supposed to tuck your chin. They did it. Their necks got broken because of it. Could have been avoided, but that's the way it is. So, Matt Riddle, though, doesn't like unsafe people. He thinks Goldberg is unsafe. What the fuck about Undertaker? Perfect example. Let's just make a fucking same match. We're still going all over the place. We got one right next to it. Undertaker botched a fucking tombstone in that match and dropped Goldberg straight on his fucking head. But yet there was no remark for Undertaker. Nothing against him at all. Nothing about, like, you know, he didn't fucking knock him for botching a tombstone, and nor should he. Because, again, Matt Riddle is a fucking nobody in this business compared to Goldberg and Undertaker, two guys who have wrestled in sold-out arenas around the goddamn world and have drawn more money than Matt Riddle can ever fucking hope to draw in a fucking lifetime as far as the professional wrestling industry goes. They both look way more believable than Matt Riddle has ever looked. Not to mention, Matt Riddle is also a guy who has gone on the record as even joking this is wrong, as saying that he smokes weed so he doesn't beat the shit out of his wife and kids. Now, Matt Riddle was joking when he made the remark, but still, that is not something to joke about. I'm not, you know, maybe, and this might be a little bit, I guess, SJW of me. I don't really give a shit. Maybe I'm going too PC, but I don't know. Johnny, is joking about spousal abuse something you should really be doing? Is that really a good thing to be doing? Even if you're just joking, you shouldn't say something like that in any kind of interview because you don't know who's listening or who's reading shit.
Look, this is I'm struggling to answer, and some people will be like, that sounds stupid, but I've watched a lot of stand-up comedy, and there's always been jokes made, some stuff like that. You know, Christopher Titus made jokes, Bill Burr and everything, but it's like, you know, Bill Burr said it best. You want to smack – how often do you want to smack that person? You just don't do it, you know? He went on like a 20-minute joke about like just going off of that alone, and it was funny as hell. But I mean, it just depends. What was the context?
He was being in. I forgot how where the interview was, but basically in the interview, he dropped the line, "I smoke weed, so I don't beat the shit out of my wife and kids."
Maybe not the best of ways, but the question is, was he doing, like, did he do it in, like, a comedic way? Was he trying to joke around? I mean, let me use a direct comparison joke. One of my favorite jokes that, look, you know me, I swear. I say fuck a lot. I say shit. You know, it's the kind of thing in the military. My mom hates swearing. She doesn't like that. But I've directly quoted a Lewis Black quote from a stand-up special he did, and he said it best. We are adults. These are the words we use to express frustration, rage, anger, in the hopes we don't pick up a tire iron and beat the shit out of somebody. He had right there, like, it was a joke and everybody laughed, but the context he said was, I swear so I don't try to kill people. Now, I mean, someone's going to say that means he's joking about homicide or at minimum manslaughter. But so it depends on how it's being utilized and stuff like that. I mean, on a generic sense, it could sound bad, but then you got to listen to the context. You got to listen to the tone. That those things are, do take into account, because we got to see all that to see how it looks, you know. I mean, someone's going to say I'm getting meticulous or I'm trying to stand up, but I'm being honest, because, I mean, you're asking me sudden, and I can remember comedy jokes directly utilizing that format.
I'm trying to find the article. I believe it was a New York Post article, but let me... Damn it. Fucking crap, let me just... it's just trying to fucking. Yeah, it was a fucking New York Post thing, and it doesn't exist anymore. It's fucking stupid. So, god damn it.
Let me see, Matt Riddle.
I can't. Yeah, I. But somebody has the full article here. They just don't have the link. It's just apparently no longer works. But let's see. This was from a New York Post article. From way back, from a few years ago, in, I guess, 2013 or some shit.
I found this on mixedmartialarts.com going all the way back to 2013.
Let's see. It says, he was on the verbal submission via MMA Mania. He says, I've been smoking weed. The article basically is like, I've been smoking weed since I was 13, and look at me. I'm in the UFC, and I smash it with a smile on my face. It's not a performance-enhancing drug. It makes me relax. It makes me happy. Honestly, it probably keeps me from beating my three kids because they're always screaming and crying at me, and my wife's crazy, and you know what life's like. It's hard sometimes, honestly. I like to go to my game room, rip a tube, and just sit back and relax and enjoy a 20-minute show, go out, see my family, take care of everything I have to take care of, and that's what I do. A lot of people don't think it's okay to drink a fifth of Jack and beat their wife. Or a lot of people think it's okay to drink a fifth of Jack and beat their wife. I don't. It goes on, but basically that's the context of the article.
Okay, so now here's the thing. I wish we could listen to the audio, because I like the way he said that one thing. He said, it's not a performance-enhancing drug. It makes me relax. It makes me happy. And he goes, honestly, it probably keeps me from beating my three kids because they're always screaming and crying at me and my wife's crazy and you know what life's like. Maybe he said it a bit of a comedic way. I mean, that's the thing. We got to hear the tone. But the other thing is, this guy is outright saying, I may not have a lot of patience, and I have a job where I beat the shit out of people. So if people are testing me in the cage, I'm beating the shit out of them. If someone's testing me in the world of UFC, when I get in the cage, I'm beating the shit out of them. Maybe he's thinking like maybe he doesn't have too much patience or something like that. There are some people who've made those jokes. My dad's made those kind of jokes in the past. Now, he doesn't drink or nothing. He just celebrated literally the other day was his 37-year anniversary of being alcohol-free. Hasn't touched a drop, not even for the millennium, nothing. No champagne, nothing. But it's like, you know, these jokes. And my dad is a trucker, and he jokes around, and he says, you know, him being on the road is probably what made his and my mom's marriage much better, because they're apart from each other, so they can't get on each other's nerves too prolonged. And someone's going to be like, oh, so that just means he doesn't want to be around your mother. It's like, well, kind of. I mean, they get on each other's nerves at times, but they still love each other, you know? I mean, that's going to say, like, the idea that destroys the concept of being married and together rather than apart, you know? The only difference is now we're talking about the topic of domestic violence. The difference is being together or separated in a marriage is not a crime. Abusing your wife is. But, so, I mean, I kind of get what he was trying to mean. I doubt that he meant that he was actually going to beat them. But he's probably saying, you know, probably prevents me from hitting them as well. You know, I don't know. He probably said it as a joke for him, so I'll say that. But again,
that's not something you really need. It's not something somebody really should say. If he's trying to fucking portray a moral high ground, then that kind of shit should never have been said. Granted, this was back before he became a wrestler, and because he was flunking out of the MMA, because Dana White fired him because he couldn't fucking stay off the weed and not fail a drug test. Granted, it was only weed, but that's the policy they have. You're supposed to fucking not. You're not supposed to fucking piss dirty, and this motherfucker couldn't do that. I don't know, man.
Hey, there are people that it's like, you know, they have that one thing that keeps them relaxed.
If, you know, I mean, I'm just, I don't know. It's just it's really fucking dumb for him to say things like this. He's a dumbass, which is why, you know, people should not respect this man for anything.
Again, I'm going to at least stick up and say, we got to hear how the tone of it was going. Maybe he meant, maybe that one line itself was a joke and everything else was comedic.
I know it's a joke. I'm just saying, you know, this is the, I'm just giving the, you know, the kind of guy he is. He jokes about that. You know, some people, these, some people, you know, would not think this is very, would not think that would be very funny. Would not be thinking appropriate. That's maybe something you could say to your friends. You're hanging out on the, you're just hanging out at the party somewhere, or just talking to people in general. Not really something I think, you know, you say to people. You say, you know, in general. I don't know. But we'll move on real quick. Event a little bit. But people think that, you know, but like you said, being a kind of a, being very outspoken, being mocking anybody up in a higher position than you in your line of work, like in the military, would not go over well with your superiors.
Right.
The same thing should apply here, but yet nobody fucking called his ass out on this shit and said, you know, you really shouldn't be doing that kind of shit. And it's still up here to this day. That tweet is still up there. Nobody fucking shit on him for it publicly. Nobody told him to fucking take it down. You know why? Because the company hates Goldberg. I don't, this is the bullshit I'm talking about in wrestling. There's a fucking bunch of, there's double standards, like every other fucking job. And unfortunately, because the company doesn't like Goldberg, because Goldberg doesn't eat, sleep, and breathe, and shit, and piss the wrestling business, like everyone else is supposed to, even though you're supposed to treat it like a fucking job. That's why nobody likes Lesnar either, because he treats this shit like it's a fucking job. He shows up, he punches in, he does what he's supposed to do, he punches out, he goes the fuck home. That's how Goldberg treated it for so many years. It's what you're supposed to treat it like. Because the object of this business is to make as much money as you can and then get out of it with as little damage to your body as possible. If you can do that, you are a success story. You are considered a success story. But in any case here, in any case, Riddle was being a fucking dumb shit. I know people are going to mock some of this shit. Well, he doesn't believe that wrestling is, has to be perfect all the time. When have you, wrestling is supposed to be based in legitimacy. Wrestling is supposed to be treated like it's a real fight. You are supposed to make the, we all know it's fake. We all know this shit is faker than anything you've ever seen in your fucking life, okay? It's faker than tits on a stripper, okay? It's faker than the fucking moans a porn star makes whenever, when she's getting fucking railed from behind by some dude. Or some chick, I don't know. In any case, it's not appropriate. These are things that are just, the wrestling is supposed to look like a legitimate competition. It is supposed to look like a legitimate fight. You're supposed to make the audience believe that there is a struggle between the two of you, between two or more competitors, that you are really, truly trying to win the match. That this is real. That this, what they're seeing is real. Unfortunately, not many people do that nowadays. But we all know it's fake, and it's the wrestler's jobs to do this sort of thing. It is the wrestler's jobs to make us believe that this shit is real. When was the last time you ever saw a fight or were ever in a fight where everything went crystal clear like you thought it was going to go? When was the last time you saw an MMA fight that nobody fucked up? Nobody slipped. Nobody fucking missed a punch. Nobody did, you know, nobody fucked up. Nobody tripped on something or fell backwards or whatever. Nobody didn't, you know, something didn't go right. It didn't look crisp. It didn't look clean. It didn't look perfect. It didn't land every single punch. That's not how fights go. Fights are unpredictable. Fights are random. There could be a fucking, you could have a fight that goes maybe 20 minutes. You could have a fight that goes 20 seconds. But fights aren't always the same and perfect every single time. Mistakes do happen. So if a guy fucks up in wrestling, if a guy fucks up a move, you know, we kind of shit on that because he botched it. But if it's supposed to look real, then there would be a chance that, you know, it would happen. So, I know people are going to shit on that kind of thing. I wanted to get that out there and for myself because, again, if this were real, if it were real, shit like that would happen from time to time. Just like, you know, in anything. Not everybody can be perfect. Depending on your beliefs, the last person who was perfect died many, 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 many years ago. Jesus. If you don't believe that, then nobody's perfect. Really. Nobody is perfect, and nothing in life is perfect. Nothing goes smoothly 100% of the time, all the time. It's just not how it works. On a case, it works out that way more often than not because these guys know what they're doing. These guys have perfected their craft, and they know what the fuck they're doing, or they can hide the mistakes in a way where it's not going to be that noticeable. So, just wanted to get that out of the way. Now, people came after him and asking, you know, you don't think a legitimate MMA veteran would have been hazed out of the locker room? Because he said, go back to an earlier tweet. He said, at NWO Wolfpack TV said, in pro wrestling, etiquette is important. He's not working an angle. He's burying his own company's main event and disrespecting a vet who got knocked out during the match in 100-degree heat. Riddle is a dumb mark who would have gotten hazed out of the locker room back in the day. Somebody responded to him, a legitimate MMA veteran would have been hazed out. He responded, in its own way, it happened to Daniel Puter. Being trained in MMA isn't going to stop guys ribbing him on the sly. You think Riddle could take JBL, Ron Simmons, and Bob Holly all at the same time? If he's a social moron in the locker room, he wouldn't last regardless of how tough he is. Same person responded, fair point, although I've never known Riddle to do anything that intentionally or unintentionally embarrasses anyone, probably because the locker room throughout the industry is evolving towards a mentally healthier direction. He responded, Wolfpack TV responded, he's currently doing what you say he's not known for, online with Goldberg. This is the stupid, this is just, I don't know, I'm sure Riddle got a ton of attaboys and good going and pats on the back, you know, behind the scenes, and people were just like, yeah, good for you. Fuck Goldberg, man. Fuck him. Glad you kissed the major. And also, good job on the ass kissing of Undertaker. That was very important for what you did. That was just, mwah. It was masterful. Don't fuck him over. Don't fuck with him, because if you keep doing this stuff, you'll get on Vince's good side. You'll get on Hunter's good side. Just. Wolfpack, like you said, it was perfect. Matt Riddle's pandering to the fucking smart fans who don't like Goldberg because he's not a great in-ring technician. He's not the best worker. He's not the best wrestler. He's, you know, whatever. He can't wrestle, and he doesn't take the business seriously. I'm so sorry that Goldberg treated professional wrestling like it was a fucking job. Where he just punched the clock, he went out and did what he was supposed to do, then punched out at the end of the night, and then that was it. Well, that's when he does it now, because the business is no longer, you know, as secretive as it once was. But my point is here, it's just completely disrespectful for what Riddle did. And the fact that nobody else sees this shit, that everybody was praising this motherfucker, even in the Solid Monster group, there were people just laughing their asses off at this shit because it was just so fucking awesome to see him do that. It was just the dumbest thing I've ever seen, honestly.
Can I give a quick comment?
Sure. I just thought it was very – I wanted to get that off my chest because I really don't like the fact that people see this as a good thing. You would not see it as anybody else's job. You could fucking do this to somebody who was a higher up in a higher up position than you.
Here's the thing. I gotta say, honestly, I understand what he was saying, and in a way, I support what he was saying.
Well, say that shit privately
publicly. Even publicly.
No, don't say it publicly, no. But just say, if you want to say that shit, fine.
Well, here's the
say
thing.
It in so private where nobody can see you.
Here's the thing. So at my job, I've got people who are very dedicated to their job. Then you got people who are dedicated to their job but also hates a lot of the bullshit here or there. And quite honestly, in my mind, those are the best people because those are the people who keep it real and don't like a lot of the bullshit and hope to fix it, but they still keep pushing on their job, you know? Those that do not see the bullshit in a job And aren't admitting it or aren't even realizing it, to be honest. Maybe they're delusional. And that's not saying in a negative way. Maybe they just haven't been exposed to it enough. It's the same thing as joining the military. The saying is we all join, we're all hua hua as soon as we get in. It's called being green. And then we crusty up over time and we realize the real shit, you know? That's just nature with a job. But there were those people as well that are not dedicated to the job. They don't treat it as like an outright career. They don't treat it as being dedicated and wanting to do better within the job, whether they want to fix things or do better or make better results or just keep the fine oil machine going. There are people who would just ride the system, make the money, and they don't overpush it. Now, I'm someone who I don't want to say I'm dedicated or over-dedicated because there are many times when if I'm able to relax and keep it as simple as can be, then there's that. But at the same time, I go above and beyond a lot of other stuff. I'm very disciplined. I follow my chain of command. You know, that's a saying in the military for leadership, but I can use it with this in the civilian world. I follow my leadership and what they tell me, how they want things done. I ask questions at times, which you couldn't do that in the military too much, but I ask because there's a saying goes, there's a thousand ways to get something done, and you may want it done one way. I know how to get it done another way, and just because I got it done doesn't mean I got it done the way you wanted it. You know what I mean? That's why I ask questions at times, and that's okay. And I'm rambling, but I'm gonna sum it up pretty quickly. There were those guys in my job that I despise because they don't take it seriously. They don't care. They think they're great now and all this high and mightiness, and it pisses me off. Now, I'm not saying that that's Goldberg, but if you got someone like Goldberg who, in Matt Riddle's eyes, didn't truly care about wrestling, he just wanted to go in, do his quick thing, get his pay and go out, and if you try to criticize him, he's like, well, what the fuck, I'm better than you, I could do this or that, something like that, and you know, they have a fucking ego, then I can understand that. I remember this, I've talked to Missionary, I remember in the past when I went to the WrestleCon event, when it was down in Orlando, you know, bringing back wrestling related, and Molly Holly, I asked, they had a women's panel. There was four of them. I can never remember the fourth one, but it was Molly Holly, Shelly Martinez, and BB, and a fourth person. If I can find it, I'll name the other one. And I asked the question, and this is in 2016, 2017. I asked them the question that, you know, with the changing times for women and everything going on now, doing more matches and seeing things in the last decade alone, whether it was TNA or WWE, is there some things now that you look at that's happened that you wish you could have done or wanted to get involved with or something like that, you know, that you couldn't do back at your time of wrestling, or maybe you just never had the option in your company? And Molly Holly said that she just wanted to go in, do her 6 minutes, get out, and then drive to the next place. And that honestly pissed me off because to me that was just – to me it just felt like she didn't want to do long matches. She didn't want to do anything extravagant. She said she didn't want to do anything bloody or anything too hard or anything, which is okay if you don't want to do hardcore matches. But or having to, you know, get juice. But she didn't want to do anything extra, you know. And that personally pissed me off because it was like – I held her to a great standard. I saw her as a great women's wrestler, as a great wrestler, period. And the fact she's just like, you know, I just want to do my 6 minutes. If it felt like if I had to do 8 minutes, fuck you, that's too long. I don't want to do that. You know, just give me my money, give me my 6 minutes, and let me go home. It made me feel like she was like another Nikki Bella in that aspect. Because we know Nikki, that was the whole thing with Nikki Bella. They would only do a few minute matches and then make the argument, I work so hard, you know. Now, I'm not trying to make it sound like, and this is why I outright sum it up, I'm not trying to say that I mean that means Molly Holly is the same as Nikki Bella, but that's how it felt to me. So if Matt Riddle sees that way with Goldberg, I'd ask for a little bit more clarification, but I get where he's coming from.
Okay, but the thing is, in professional wrestling, the only thing that matters in this business, in professional wrestling, is the amount of money that you make and the amount of money that you draw. I'm sorry, basically the amount of money that you make, whether that be for yourself or the promoter, and then it's also how many tickets you sell, how many things, basically it's about how much, you know, money. It all boils down to how much money you make and what you have done as far as business is concerned, because you could be the greatest wrestler that has ever lived. You could know all these amazing, you could be Dean Malenko, right? And you could be Dean Malenko and not get any attention whatsoever because nobody gives a fuck. You'll be lucky if you sell one ticket to a show that you're on. On the other hand, you could be a Hulk Hogan and not be the great technical wrestler that everyone, that all the smart, that a lot of the work rate geeks want you to be, and you could sell out arena after arena after arena, night after night after night, and make millions of dollars for yourself and the promoter and the company you work for, and be considered a legend. I bring that up because that's what Matt Riddle is. Matt Riddle is basically speaking from the point of a work rate geek. He is a mark. He is an idiot who does not understand that wrestling is a business. Professional wrestling is a business. Now, you are supposed to take care of people when you are in this, when you're doing things, when you're, you know, wrestling and shit. But Matt Riddle is he's being a hypocrite here too. The whole thing is that he's, you know, very hypocritical. I don't like people who are unsafe in wrestling. Where the fuck were you? You didn't throw shit at Undertaker. You didn't throw shade at him. You didn't crap on him for that. You didn't crap on Seth Rollins when he fucking broke Cena's nose and pushed it to the other side of his face. He didn't shit on Samoa Joe for breaking Tyson Kidd's neck and ending his career, almost killing him. If that injury was any worse, TJ Wilson, Tyson Kidd would have been dead. He'd have been killed. He didn't shit on Seth Rollins for ending the career of Sting. But yet, Goldberg can't fucking put a knee bar on properly. We're going to shit on him for that. We're going to shit on him because he drops Taker on his fucking head. Because that's okay. Because the company doesn't like Goldberg. But they want to, they have their fucking tongue. They have their fucking heads shoved so far up Seth Rollins' ass. If that motherfucker stops short, they'll know what he has for breakfast. I'm tired of the hypocrisy. I don't like hypocrisy in professional wrestling or anywhere else, but I get it. Humans are hypocritical beings, and so are corporations, but it doesn't mean I have to fucking like it. Matt Riddle should have just shut the fuck up and not said a goddamn word. He's a fucking pandering piece of shit. And the fact that Riddle has to fucking stoop this low to fucking, quote-unquote, I guess, cyberbully, or just take shots at a 52-year-old man for what? Because he doesn't like the way he wrestles? Fuck that guy. Fuck him. He's a fucking piece of shit. All right? I want to bring some up that Mark Madden said here. I guess he's a former wrestling announcer and I guess a sports host in Pittsburgh or something, or Pennsylvania somewhere. He brought this up on the same day that Matt Riddle said his bullshit. He brought this up shortly after, that same afternoon. He says that he didn't tag anybody in the tweet, but he just said, less people in the U.S. watch wrestling now than at any other time in history. So it's humorous when performers from this era taunt more successful performers from more successful eras. End quote. And that is at Mark Madden X on Twitter. It was sent at 1:11 p.m. on June 8th of 2019, in case anyone wants to go look it up and thinks I'm bullshitting you. It really does. Again, and I agree with Mark Madden here. It's that, you know, Matt Riddle wants to shit on people who paved the way for his stupid ass to fucking have to be able to be successful in this business. If guys like Goldberg were not, you know, if guys like Goldberg and Undertaker, guys like Goldberg paved the way for Matt Riddle to be able to get a fucking fat contract here for wrestling. Goldberg was a football player that WCW recruited to become a wrestler, I believe. I'm not sure if I have that right. Maybe he wanted to become a wrestler himself. And they had him as a wrestler, and he succeeded. If people like Goldberg did not work out, then Matt Riddle would not have gotten a fucking second look from the company at all. It's just, the fact that just, you know, again, this is a business and Matt Riddle is acting like a fucking fan. It's just embarrassing. It really is. This business, the business of professional wrestling is all about the money and it's just about money. It's a business. It's about making money and how much of it you can make, and can you continue to make money by doing what you do, by being who you are, or by, you know, whatever means you have to do to make money. I'm going all over the place, and I understand this, but the point is, Matt Riddle is not that talented. He's not that good, and he really is being a disrespectful piece of shit. In no other fucking job would this be acceptable. You wouldn't be shitting on another coworker who's higher up on the food chain at work than you are, and be rewarded for it, and be praised for it, or not get any shit for it. You would be fired, more than likely, or you would suffer disciplinary action. For just, you know, or you'd kind of put, you'd get, you know, you'd be considered, or if, you know, maybe not even, I don't know if you'd be punished or not, but you'd probably, depending on your job, at the very least, be considered somewhat of an outcast at work, socially. You know, you'd probably be looked at as like, you know, you'd get a lot of side eyes. And, you know, if you had a performance review, that performance review might not look too good the next time it happens. So, I want to bring up something that Jim Ross said, too, about professional wrestling, about wrestlers today. What the fuck was it? I'm going to find it here, but it's just really just kind of, maybe it wasn't that, but I don't know when JR said this, but I can't remember when he said this, but it does make a lot of sense. And it says, quote, WWE isn't selling out the Garden now. That's why I say when I hear about some talent saying how great they are, why don't you go sell some tickets? Just because you're making a lot of money doesn't mean you're drawing it. Some get a salary just to make sure they don't leave. That is a quote from Jim Ross. And that's exactly what's happening. People are being paid just so they won't go anywhere else because the company, WWE, is like, they're hoarders, basically. Vince is a fucking hoarder. You know, he doesn't care. These are all the wrestlers are his toys. And he really just, you know, he'll, you know, when he gets bored of them, he doesn't really throw them away. He just keeps them around in case he may be interested in them later. But at the same time, he doesn't want anybody else playing with his toys and having and enjoying them. I forget how Freddie Prinze Jr. worded it. Let me try and figure it out here. I think he said something to the effect of, you know, the WWE is Vince's toy box, and he'll allow you to come over and watch him play with his toys, but he will not allow you to play with his toys. He won't allow anyone else to play with his toys. They are his and his alone, and that's how he thinks. He won't throw them away. He won't get rid of them. Sorry to take over a drink of water here. Oh, that was dry. I'm talking.
Hey, go for it. It's just water.
Yeah, I know. But he makes the fucking point here now, though. It's just, it really is just a very good point that, you know, he is, again, people aren't, they're not selling out the Madison, they're not selling out Madison Square Garden. They're not selling out arenas anymore. Not too much. Even with the legends that they have, nobody's really making any big money from this, from anything they do here. So, I really don't understand why the fuck Matt Riddle thinks he should be talking shit about anybody. That motherfucker ain't fucking sold out any arenas. I don't think he's selling any fucking tickets for anything, so he really has no room to fucking talk. But I just don't understand why people like this motherfucker so much. I haven't liked him from fucking day one. Let's just put it out there. We'll put it out in the fucking ether and shit. I have not liked Matt Riddle since, you know, day one. And, you know, I just don't think he's that good. I don't see the appeal of him. I don't get it. And, you know, I just don't understand why people supported that message so much, because they hated Goldberg. They got in their feelings and they wanted to think about it because, hey, yeah, Goldberg sucks. I never liked him. Dean Malenko was the best ever. Oh my God. He couldn't wrestle like Dean Malenko or Chris Jericho could. Oh, he couldn't make me fucking get hard with those fucking work rate matches of his like Dean Malenko could. He was stupid. He was terrible. He was big. He was muscle. All he couldn't do, he couldn't wrestle. Not like guys like Dean Malenko and Seth Rollins. They're the best ever. It's fucking stupid. Fuck you, Work Great Geeks, and fuck Matt Riddle. He's a piece of shit. I feel better about it. I feel better now. I feel better getting that out. It's been a long time coming, folks. Anyways, I want to move on to something that Mark Henry said on the about the same show. Johnny, you want to play in that clip? Or should I?
Let me see. Okay, here we go. Found it.
It's worth saying something, I believe.
Okay, it's a minute and 33 seconds long. Yeah.
Go ahead, play it. Play that bitch.
Let's see if I can hear it.
Goldberg deserves the respect that he's earned. The guy went in and busted his face open. He finished that match. How about saying, thank you for not tapping out? He could have easily said, hey, man, I can't see. I rung my bell. And they went into a series of choke slams and 1, 2, 3, and it's over. Could have done that. Didn't do it. They went through it for you. But yet, the Twitter fingers, the people that probably can't run a mile in under a day, the people that can't lift their own body weight, do one pull-up, people that don't have any belief in nothing beyond their own nose, those are the people that came on social media and berated The Undertaker and Goldberg when it was a travesty to the wrestling business, because they deserve better than that. Damn it. They deserve better than that. And anybody that sent a tweet like that, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Everybody that knows you should look at you differently. And I'd be damned if I'm going to let somebody tarnish their memory because they got the ability to communicate with millions of people by sending a tweet. We got people that can't lace their own damn shoes, chew bubble gum at the same time, try to tear them down in a second over a tweet. It's brutal to me.
I got to say, the whole line he said about, you know, being able to tie your bootlaces and chew bubblegum at the same time, that's pretty fucking funny.
I've heard that one before, though. It's, walk and chew gum at the same time. I've heard that before.
Well, of course, yeah. But, I mean, the whole bootlaces one, I mean, that's just funny, because now it's wrestling related, but, yeah.
I don't understand this at all. I really don't get it with Mark Henry here. But I'm just going to start referring to him as the world's strongest Mark, Mark Henry. Because Mark Henry's acting like a fucking Mark here. I'm sorry. He's a bit of a dick here for no reason. We're being disrespectful because we're, you know, concerned the two of our favorite two wrestlers we grew up watching may have hurt themselves unnecessarily in a match that really didn't need to happen, if we're being honest. It just, I don't really understand. Like, I don't get it. Why is it wrong for us to show concern about a professional wrestler? Nobody said anything fucking disrespectful. Nobody said anything wrong about anybody. Nobody shit on anybody that I know of. It wasn't like we were fucking being a dick just to be dicks. People were genuinely concerned that, you know, these guys were going to hurt themselves. These guys were hurt. And now we're accused of disrespecting the talent because we showed concern. Oh my fucking God. I don't understand these people. I don't understand it at all. You know, they do this shit. They embarrass themselves. You know, even Taker has gone on record. Oh, shit. Never mind. But I hung up. God damn it, did I hang up? Hello?
You're still here.
Oh, I am. Good. Ah, there we go. Well, hopefully we can edit that shit out. If not, I don't really give a shit. But, you know, I'm just... But... Whatever happened to people, I don't understand this shit. You know, if you agree with them, they love you. If you disagree with them, they fucking hate you. This is why I fucking hate professional wrestling. I want this business to fucking die. Because then they can take your stupid ass bullshit logic ass fucking bullshit stupidity if they fucking just spew out of their fucking diarrhea holes every fucking other day, they can go and do this somewhere else and see if somebody else will give a shit. And this is why I really want the business to fucking die. Because it needs to. These people need to get fucking real jobs and fucking... I'm getting off track here. Why is it that we can't fucking criticize something that's fucking stupid? We weren't disrespecting... Are we now disrespecting everybody because all of a sudden we... You know, because we decided this was stupid. Why are they doing this? They're disrespecting and tearing down their own legacies by doing this shit. I want to read some of the responses to that tweet because... I just want to be able to – people need to understand what the fuck's going on here. It's just – I don't understand. Just fucking goddamn idiots. Like every one of them. Just fucking stupid. Anyways, we go here. All right. Wrestle Features on Twitter said – apologies for the noise back there. They're tearing down the Wrestle Features says, in quote, and I quote, they're tearing down their own legacies. We're not forcing them to take millions of dollars of Saudi money, are we? Nobody was asking for Taker versus Bloody Goldberg in 2019. At DBroncos78087 on Twitter says, I respect the hell out of Mark for what he's done and what he's trying to do. But we the fans have every right to express our dissatisfaction and quite frankly disgust with the product that is put out before us. Who he was talking to. Great 135J says, and responded to him and said, and those of us who disagree with you have a right to tell you your opinion is trash. He responds, DBroncos responds, yes, they do. I didn't say that Mark or anyone else disagrees with me. They don't have the right to express their opinion. That my opinion is wrong. Okay, that's fucking whatever fuck that is. Let's see here. People saying nobody wanted this match. The only match fans still want to see is Undertaker and would be against Sting. But that was 20 years ago. Let's see. Of course, this fucking cocksucker, the great 135J. All these wrestling experts on Twitter, three laugh emojis, laugh crown emojis, none of y'all ever set foot in a ring. I don't understand that shit. I don't get that, really. Because I've never set foot in a ring, that means I can't criticize. Okay? On the flip side of that, I've never stepped foot in a ring before, so that means I can't praise anything you've done either. I can't say, hey, that was a great match. I enjoyed that match. I liked the interview he did. How the fuck would you know? You never wrestled. You never done anything like that before. You never done a live interview in front of a crowd. How would you know if it was good or not? How would you know if you like it or not? You can't. You see how fucking stupid that logic is? People are fucking stupid. Ugh, fucking water.
Chug, chug,
anyways,
chug,
fuck you. Anyways. What the hell is it? Big Mike's WRS responds to Mark Henry, the world's strongest Mark. Mark, I respect you and Taker and Goldberg, but this match shouldn't have happened at all. Nobody asked for it. No one at this point of these guys' careers wanted it. These guys could have been severely hurt several times for what high seven, for what high, for what? High seven figures payouts? I don't think so. It just, man, just, you know, people just, they kind of, some people are trashing them. It's like, and somebody even said it was like watching the live action version of, it was like watching a 2019 version of the Heroes of Wrestling pay-per-view, which if you've seen that show, my sympathies and I hope you got your money back. And two, holy shit, what the fuck was, what, Jesus Christ, man, just, oh my God, that was a fucking terrible show. It's just people saying, you know, people like Darren Kaslick on Twitter saying they deserve better than to have all these veterans making excuses for them. It's that kind of thing that will lead to the next match like it. This should be a learning experience for the industry, but these old wrestlers would rather attack people pointing out it was awful. That's basically what they're doing. They don't seem to care that it was dangerous, that it was bad, they don't care that the fans were concerned, you know, about these wrestlers possibly getting, you know, hurt or injured or even worse. It was wrong for us to show concern. That's right, you know, fuck you for being concerned. Fuck you for saying this was bad and it shouldn't have happened because you're scared that these guys could have gotten seriously injured. Go fuck yourself. They busted their butts. Y'all never did it before. You know what? Fuck Mark Henry. You fucking idiot. Fucking, you know what? Mark is a very appropriate name for you. You're a fucking gigantic Mark. I'm serious. This guy is just a fucking dick and a half. I'm sorry. I like Gibbs a lot. I like Mark Henry, but, you know, it's a bullshit-ass take. He's fucking wrong for this shit. The next time somebody gets injured, I'm gonna fucking, just not even gonna say anything. I might, you know, agree that, I don't know what the hell I do. I might not say anything, but it doesn't really fucking matter. But are we not allowed to fucking show concern? I'm gonna ask him, I'm gonna tag him, he should fucking tell this, you know, I don't know what the fuck he should do, but you know what? It really just speaks to the fucking stupidity that professional wrestlers, live in. That you can't even show concern via criticism of anything that they've done because you've never done it before and they busted their ass for you and yet should be enough for you as a fan. Why should that be enough for me? I don't understand it. I don't get it. It's fucking stupid to me. Anyways, that's... Johnny, you got anything to add?
I'm watching a cute video about corgi puppies. It's so cute.
Well, that's wonderful.
I'm sorry. But, I love toy breeds. I love dogs.
I'm better with dogs
than I am humans. I don't really have too much. I mean, I've been listening to you as well at the same time.
I mean, what did you think of like Mark Henry? You think he's wrong on that shit? Or right? Because we were concerned?
I'm so much the guy who always just rambles on. I really want to try to keep this as simple as possible. Mark Henry is right in the fact that in the end, Goldberg is a veteran, but at the same time, let's be fair, something. It's funny when we say Goldberg's a veteran. He broke into the wrestling industry, what, 97, 98? 97, I think. He was
probably
in
around that time, a little before.
So he was a wrestler for what? 4 years or so. WCW closes down in 01. He comes to WWE in 03 and does a year with them. And then he comes back for a 3-month tour, if you will, a year or two ago. Altogether in the wrestling industry, as far as direct wrestling, he's got less than 7 years, I'd easy bet. You know, maybe even less than 5 years. Maybe about 5 years or so. You know, actually, wait a minute. No, he did 4 years. Okay, yeah, still less than 7 years. Does that mean he's qualified to be called a veteran? In a way, yes, definitely. You could say he's a veteran, but he's not. Fucking Heath Slater has more years directly involved in the wrestling industry than Goldberg. And that's not a knock on Heath Slater. I actually like Heath Slater. But here's the last thing. Mark Henry's right in the fact that you could say, good job, you didn't tap out, all these different things. And he's right on that case. But at the same time, regardless if you view wrestling as a sport, as an art, as a competition, as a ballet, any of these different forms of performance or performing art, any of these, it's still open to criticism. It's a performing art in the fact that it's choreographed like dances and plays and operas, but it's treated as a competitive sport like football and baseball and cricket. And rugby, and I figure I'd bring up a couple of international sports, in the fact that you can you're watching and there's a competition and you can critique them. You could critique. You don't go boo, you suck while you're watching a Michael Flatley dance. You know, you're not watching doing that during the Lord of the Dance performance. You're not doing that while watching the play Wicked with your girlfriend. You know, but you are doing that. When the Brett Favre was playing for the Packers, you're doing it when Eli Manning is leading the Giants. You're doing that when the Raiders are doing good or bad, you know. So wrestling, all wrestlers are open to the criticism. You know, if you want to make it the idea that you're a competitor and you're going on, you want to be the best or whatever, you want to hold a championship or the day, whether you hold a belt or not, because the idea is you want to go get some gold, you got to, it's always open for critique. Even other wrestlers critique each other. And if anything, when it's other wrestlers, they hold more weight because they're in the industry. So, I mean, Mark Henry is right in the fact you got to respect the position and respect his experience and everything he's done. But that does not mean that he gets a carte blanche pass from no critiquing at all, you know. So it's like someone could say, well, that means you just got to find the median. Well, sure, fair point. I would not dispute that one bit. But Goldberg, if Heath Slater can be critiqued, Goldberg can be critiqued. If Mark Henry can be critiqued, Velveteen Dream can be critiqued. If Farouk can be critiqued, then Dick Danger, an indie wrestler here in Florida, can be critiqued. It doesn't matter if you have 1 year of experience or 30 years of experience. You could be critiqued as long as you're an active competitor. And people could say, well, Goldberg's not an active competitor. When he's wrestling, that's active. Again, respect the veteran status, but still have the still be able to critique him.
And that's kind of the thing I'm getting at, too, is that, how is it wrong to kind of say that match was bad, that match was shouldn't have happened, it was terrible. It's just like I don't get it, you know. I don't understand this. I don't understand wrestlers sometimes. I really don't. They're just fucking weird, stupid people sometimes. I don't get it with them. I can't tell you a match is bad, but all of a sudden, though, I can tell you if a match is good. You want my opinion when you love to hear my opinion when it suits you. You love my opinion when I'm complimenting you, when I'm telling you, man, I love that match. That was a great match. How the fuck would I know if it's good or not? How would I know? I've never wrestled before. I have never laced up a pair of boots in my life to wrestle. So how would I fucking know that, how would I know that this was, bad? How would I know good? How would I know if it was good or not? It makes no sense. Sometimes I just don't get it, man. But that's kind of what I wanted to talk about. And I don't really have anything else to talk about. So I guess we'll end it here. And I don't know. Unless you got anything you want to shit on, or for me to shit on all today.
Yeah, I hate cantaloupes.
Okay, well, I want to give a shit.
So.
All right, well, you know what? Cantaloupes are great. They're nutritious. They're delicious. And, yeah, that's about it. That's all I got.
Yeah. Hey, I actually got a question. After all this, you've been doing this show right now for... We've been recording for about an hour and 10 minutes. What the fuck is this show called?
The Rant Is Due. I'm going to steal a bit from Lewis Black.
I was going to say, that was his TV show he did for a short stint, right? No. The Root of All Evil, that was his show. The Rant Is Due was a comedy special he did. It was actually supposed to originally be called Old Yeller, if I remember right. Or vice versa.
Yeah, so this is me just ranting and raving about some shit. And, I suppose I could kind of crap on some other people, some of our friends, but I'm not going to do that today. I'm too goddamn tired, man. I'm just too fucking tired for that shit. So, I think what I'll do is, I think I'll sign off. So,
sounds
if you
good.
Enjoyed this, yeah. If you guys enjoyed this, please let me know on Twitter, at Soup Heat, or you can tell the screener on our Twitter, on the show Twitter, at WNC Network. sorry, at the WNC Network. And, yeah, that's really all I got. So again, donate to us on Patreon, follow us on Twitter, like I already told you to do. Follow me on Twitter, follow Johnny on Facebook, or follow him in real life. I prefer if you do that. Mm-hmm. He likes it when you guys get personal with him. So if you guys just want to follow him around in real life, maybe stalk him.
They're going to be so bored. I live such a boring life.
That's, you know, to you, it's boring. To someone else, though, it could be really exciting and interesting.
Yeah. Hey, quick thing. I just took a look with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. Nobody has trademarked the phrase "the rant is due," so it's allowed to use. WNC presents "the rant is due."
Yes. I feel good. I feel like I've been waiting to get that out for a while. I've gotten it out, and I don't really have anything else. But this is not going to be a regular thing, folks. This is just, you know. Whenever I have something I want to get off my chest and bitch about when it pertains to professional wrestling. You know what? Actually, I do got more shit I want to complain about a little bit, if I may.
You want to make a second clip, or how long do you think it's going to last?
You know, I want to rant on some of the customers at my job, but I don't know if I want to do that now. I'll tell you what.
We'll make that a Patreon exclusive.
You want to put this on the regular feed?
Here's what we'll do. What we're doing right now, we're still live on recording. Everybody, I'll put this on Patreon first for everybody to enjoy, and then Dave will put it out onto the network for people to enjoy. But if you want to do stuff like you're talking about at work, we can make that Patreon exclusive. So we'll make it a separate clip. How's that sound? The deep dish rant is due. We'll call it that.
We'll call it "the rant is due part two." Electric Boogaloo. Electric Rant Boogaloo.
Boogaloo!
I like
it. Woogie Boogie!
I like it a lot. I like it. I like it a lot.
There you go. Okay, then. So for everybody listening, I hope you enjoyed this. Whatever your platform is, check out our Patreon, if not a Patreon supporter, patreon.com/WNC. Minimum $10 donation gets you in our fantasy booking tournament every year, which includes a championship belt that you can win that's signed by multiple legends. In fact, Luke Birch got his championship belt for winning the 2019 tournament, signed by over a dozen legends, from Pat Patterson and Gerald Briscoe to Larry Zbysko and Ricky the Dragon Steamboat to Bob Orton and Bob Roop. To Leilani Kai and the Dirty Blondes, to Robert Fuller, to Ron Fuller, to David Penzer, to a few others that I am trying to blank off my mind right now. So many good eyes. We actually lost the feed quickly with Mike, so I'll just call him back. He'll call me back. I just tried calling. So, yeah. Well, all these different joys. So you can get that. Support our go to our Facebook page, the Wrestling WNC Network. You can go on Twitter at the WNC Network. You can go to our Twitch accounts, twitch.tv/WNC Jenkins. It's currently on a little bit of a hiatus. He's taking a break right now. Wants to relax and calm down, you know, everything up in New York. But you can also follow me on twitch.tv/WNC Network. And all the good joys there. So I've been playing Mafia 3 a lot. I'll be doing GTA 5 online as well. And etc. Go to our website, the WNC.world. There he is. You can go to our website, www.wnc.world, and check out all the items there. It's a catch-all for anything within the WNC network, whether it's the Reality Check Psychology podcast that I do, whether it's we're going to be adding now, I guess, the Rant is Due on there. We'll make a separate page for that. You'll be checking out Transcontinental Project with Luke Birch and Sensible Sam. It's Pathetic with Scott and Ryebread. All of our gaming shows that we're doing. And you can go to our links section on WNC.world, and you will be able to see every single platform that we are available on that you could check us out. Whatever you're listening to us, if you're listening to us in one way or another, you can go to our link section and maybe you find another system that you enjoy. Whether you're listening to us on Blueberry, on Spotify, on Breaker, on Radio Public, on Stitcher, on Google, on Anchor, on Pocket Cast, on iHeartRadio, on Radio Republic, on CastBox, on MixCloud, on Pod Paradise, Podbean, Podchaser, TuneIn Radio, Listen Notes, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's others that I didn't even list. Also, you can check out Breaking News on Fight TV for the video news show. So, Mike, got you back on after the tech glitch. Everything good? Mike, are you still muted? Mike is muted, everybody.
Yes, I'm still here. I'm here. Sorry about that. I have a loner phone, folks. So I'm doing this on a phone that I'm not very much familiar with. So I do apologize. Just trying to get everything set up. So I apologize for that. And we'll just leave it as is. Because you know what? Fuck it. That's the kind of model we have for this show. Just fuck it. The WMC Network.
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Hey, here's a quick thing. I like this. A friend of mine from college.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So a friend of mine from college shared this on Facebook. Some people call me the space cowboy. How's the lyrics go? You know, the gangster love, stuff like that. And it says, some people call me the space cowboy. Some people call me a piece of shit. I like that. So. So, yeah, anybody, if you want to hear this whole thing, what Mike wants to do, what he's about to be ranting about work, donate to Patreon. Minimum, or just got to donate $1, everybody. www.patreon.com/WNC. Donate as minimum as $1 to be able to get some bonus footage and all the joys. Also, remember, we have a championship belt now, the WNC Florida Championship, defended here on the indie scene in Florida. And we get all the matches. When it's defended, and you guys get access to it on Patreon. So that's some of the joys there. But with that, we're going to be tuning out. I hope you guys enjoyed this. More importantly, I know Mike hopes you enjoyed this. 1 hour and 18 minutes. Way to go, Mike.
Yes, way to go me. Go me, motherfuckers.
Go, go, go.
Fuck Matt Riddle, that fucking pandering, that smart pandering piece of shit.
There you go.
Fucking cunt.